Let's go right there. Amarava. Nishba al kika v'achla. Imshir mimenek zayis nisho leha. Achla kulei nisho leha. If the whole kika is gone, he can't be shayel. The question is, what is the svar over here? So, the stipler in the beginning, he wants to change his mind. Yeah, he wants to, at least at one point, wanted to say, I think maybe it might be a pasha pshat. Based on the sugya and the dharm, at the end of the Masech Nafzadi, the Gemara talks about, you can't be shoyl on a neder that wasn't chal yet. The neder wasn't chal yet, you can't be shoyl. We'll see more about that when there's a tshuva siran. What happens to banish mashes of the night before the neder was chal? You can't be shoyl on a neder that wasn't chal yet. So meila, it could be just you can't be shoyl on a neder that wasn't chal yet. So if the neder is not just a meila, so too. If the neder was ready, is already finished, also you can't be shoyl. Akapanim Rava says, if you finish the whole kikar, you can't be shoyl. But, if you didn't finish it, you could. If you left over kazayis, the Gemara said. Right, dafka kazayis. Omer Bacha braided the Rav, the Ravashi, Heichidam, Idam, Shloichal, the kazayis, Iloichal, Shua Shloich kikazeh, the kazayis kama, Abdel Yisura. Idom Shleich Lena, Mayer Kazayas, and Phil Kol Shunami. Zakti Rashi, Nisha Lev, Hutu Loy Zayas, and Nisha Ubachilos Eliavar. So, what does Gemara say? If it was Shleichel Mekazayas Kama, it was already over. So where does it help? And if it's talking about Shleich Lena, so why Dafka Kazayas, even a Kol Shu? The Grashi and Phil Kol Shu Shir Nami Makiv, Shleich Aval Shvasa, Veroy L'Sheila. So the first question over here is, that when a Shvur Shleich Lena, and the question is, are you over? What about what's done by a kol shu? What's done by a kol shu? So Teis over here says, so before, maybe we should see another two lines of Gemara. So Gemara answers again. Gemara wants to know what's Rabbi talking about. If it's Shloi Aichal, every Kazayis is awesome, so that's not going to help the Shaila. And if it was Shloi Aichlana, then it wasn't over yet. He said, you know, Kol, you shouldn't need a Kazayis. So Gemara gives two truths. He by saying Shloi Aichal, he by saying Shloi Aichlana. He by saying Shloi Aichal, Migu Demhani Le Shaila, Kazayis Bas, Shemhani Le Shaila, not Mekazayis Kamba. So even though Shloi Shloi Aichal, it was Taka over in the Kazayis, but there's a Kazayis left, and now he's being Shaila on it, then Mamela, the whole Shua is Batla Mafreya. It's one Shvua, and Mela Shvua's Bat Mafreya, even on what he ate. Migu Mahani Sheila, the Hakiachlei, the Kazayas Kama, dying calls Asim Shabai, Asur Olav, Umahani Lu Sheila, Pchim the Nishla of Kaim, Lachach Merkinet Mekar, and Mishtakal, they have a shame Shvua Klau, Hilka Kazayas Kama, Mishtakal, and let me be Sir Achlei. So even though Batsim was over, it was already over this, sir, but since there is what the Sheila to be Chal on, once the Sheila is Chal, it's Chal on the whole Shvua. And Mela, even the earlier Kazayas that he ate, he's Pater on. Yibai Seima, in the case of Shvua Shleich Lena, eat the whole kikar. So I we ask, so what about why not the Kazayis even a kol shu shvel to be shayel? So Gemara says that is saying Shleich Lena, he shayel Kazayis choshev l'tshulei alei, v'ilo ele choshev l'tshulei alei. Loshen Gemara, It's not so clear. We'll see in the Pashas and Chagos Shainim what the Gemara means. The Gemara says, and then what? That if it's Shir Kazayis, Choshev Litshuli Alei. If it's left over Kazayis, then it's Choshev enough to be Shoyal on it. Question, so what does that mean? Does that mean that there's no Isser? Does that mean and it's only an Isser to if there's a Kazayis left? Was that saying a Svarin She'elo? Are we saying that less than a Kazayis, there you're allowed to eat what's left less than a Kazayis, and therefore it's not Shayach She'elo? Because there's no, the Shvuah is not Machayev anything anymore? Or are we saying a Svarin She'elo? A body you can't eat even less than a Kazayis. But the Gabi She'elo has to be something Choshev in order that should be Chal the She'elo. And this is Pashtus Machlaikis, the Ramban, and the Rimagash. Because the Ramban over here says, Maya Gazai Tul Mashu Nami, Gazai is Choshev, Eloi Lai Choshev. So, it seems, he seems to have the different gears actually. It says, Gazai is Choshev. Yeah? Eloi Lai Choshev. He doesn't quote the Gemara like we have it, that Choshev Litshuli Alei, and Lai Choshev Litshuli Alei. He said, "Nili dachi perusha lo yishir kazayis lechashiv v'kfar aval shvuasai shemachay initial olah." Since less than a kazayis is not chashiv, so meila wasn't included in his shvuah. He never meant to ask for that. Meila, he was ready over the shvuah. It's as if he ate the whole kikar. It's not shayach to mishael. And the Ramban brings down a very interesting mishalmi. It's very interesting because it brings us back to the beginning of the parak. Mechayik the b'kivin rabban on what the shear of Shua Shalaychal is. And the Shalmi turns it around like this. Normally Rav Kiva is Lahachmir. He chayim even on Kol Shu. The Zechtim to Rav Kiva is Lakula. Look at Shalmi. Ma mafke mein ayayim. Shua Shalaychal zu v'achla chasa Kol Shu. Adai Rav Kiva Potter. Pirish, Dham Kol Shu Shema Achila. Hilka Chakati Ishtayir La Shir Achila. Abayt Rabbanon Chayin. Da Amri Kol Shu Loi Shema Achila. Hilka Chloi Shayir Midi Loi Shayir Midi Da Hava Achila. Says the Yishalmi that Nafkaminu to Mechlekes of Kivin Rabbanon is the Fakarta case. Where a guy made a shvuah did not eat lechlena, and now there's less than a kazayis at the end, because less than a kazayis left over. So lefi the rabbanon that achila is only kazayis, so meila comes out that it comes out. No, I said it wrong before. It comes out that you're allowed to eat it. Comes out of kula, you're allowed to eat it. If Rav Kiva comes out that, so you forget, you're ready over on your shvuah, right? And Mel, you'll not eat the rest. You're ready over on your shvuah. Kondrabanon, that it's less than Kazayis left over, and Achilles be Kazayis. So Mela wasn't including your shvuah. So Mela, you're ready over on your shvuah. So comes out of Chumah. Kondrab Kiva, that less than the Kazayis is considered Achila. Less than a kazayis is considered achila. Memela. Oh, come on.
Oh, it is fair.
So I don't know if that was me. I switched another to different browser. I don't know if it was you kicked me out or I got kicked out. Basically, anyway. What?
Oh, and they kicked us out.
Who kicked who out?
I guess we got talking. Nobody. We both went out.
Okay. The question is, what was the sibah? Was it because of you? Because of me? So I switched browser. Anyway, what did I mention that? Anyway, Rabbi said no. So the Rabban says that Rishalmi says that according to Rabbi Kiva, since achila is even less than a kazayis amela, when a guy made a shvu shloichlena, and there's less than a kazayis left over, Mameli hasn't been over his shvu yet. He hasn't been over his shvu yet. Comes out of kula lefir b'kiva. Yesh ladon. Lefi what we had at the beginning of Perek. Lefi the we learned that's Rashi. Lefi the Mishnah Melech that he wants the lefi the chamim. The svara reason why even though betzem achila is really less than a kazayis, right? According to in the Lashem Neyadim, Rashi said Achil is less than Kazayas. So why the Chachamim do we say you're answering only a Kazayas? Because you want a model after Torah, you don't want to be more, the Mishmael explained, you don't want to be more Machmir than the Torah. Right? In the Torah, you're Chayyah for Kazayas. Over here, you don't want to be Machmir more than the Torah. The thing is that, I think it's this Makam Lestab Yesh Ladun that well, that's going to stem with this Rishalmi. Because Rishalmi tells me that the Fidra Rabbanon, Achila, is Bekazayas. Memela, if I shwush laichlena, and I left over less than a Kazayas, I was ready over my Shvua. So, that's if you hold that the Fidra Chomim, Achila is Kazayas. But the only reason, but really you hold that Achila is less than a Kazayas. Elamai, look, when he makes a shwush laichal, he doesn't want to be over on less than a kazayas. That's only gabe l'chazvil shvush l'aychal. When we say shvush l'aychlena, and there's less than a kazayas left over, it could be that less than kazayas bets is achila. So meila, it could be l'fir chamim. Maybe he's not over until he eats the whole thing. I think that there's good svar here that according to the Mishnah Melech, or MK might be a kasha, that the Shalom is going to be a kasha on the Mishnah Melech. Akapanim, that's what the Ramban says. Now, so according to Ramban, when we say that, when our Gemara says, yeah, that Shvush Lechlena, and the reason why you need Afka Kazayis left over, is because once only less than Kazayas is left over, if less Kazayas is left over, that's it, the Shavuot is over. The Shavuot is over.
What's up, you're both
going to
be, the last little bit's not
going to
be
behind
me.
I'm sorry?
Last little bit's not
going to
be behind
you
anything in both in Shvush Laif and Shvush Laif.
What do you mean?
I don't the last little bit. We're saying that Shvush Laif, even if you don't eat the whole thing and there's a little bit left, you're not going to be behind.
No, Fakert. You're already Chayiv. You ate until the last bit. You're already Chayiv ready. It's too late. That's what Rabban's saying. And if he's a you're allowed to eat. Once you ate 99% of it, you have a little bit left, less than anxiety, you're allowed to eat it because you're ready over on the shvua. So male, it's not shaykh b'shayil.
Two kazayas in a little bit, you know, if you eat it all the way to the last little bit, you're going to be
fine.
Once the shvua
is like helna, the whole, you have to eat the whole bread. You have to eat the whole loaf. That's shvua is like helna. We know it the whole time. Shvua is like helna is the whole loaf. So it's considered that you already ate the whole loaf. The Rimagash, on the other hand, he says not like that. Rimagash says that Shvuah The Midrash says, Magash says that Vada, unless you eat the whole thing, even less than the Kazayas, you're not over your Shvua. You know, Tilun Gemara's Ka. Eat the Amish Leich Lenin, the Shtachat Leim Chayim Ad Ochel Loch Kula, Mayer Kazayas, the Lashir Nami, Mamashu Nami, Litcholay, in the Gemara's Ka, she says, that Chim the Mitchah, who Mashu, Pach Lechiv Minei, the Amad Ochel Leich Hav Mechayim Leich Klau. Even in the Gemara's Teretz, Afilachim Shimenu Kazayis Choshev Chishalev Pakalei Sum Kula Apakal Kazayis Loi Choshev Loi Efshalit Shule Alei Kihech the Lifkalei Yisura Mikula. So Rav Magash says that even in the Maskana, we don't fall off of the Svara that we don't fall off of the Svara that what that. That there's a little bit left over, you haven't been over in your Shavua yet. That Svar remains in Maskana. Elamai, it's since it's not Choshev, it's not enough to be Shoyal. For that Torah to be Chal, it has to be Chal on something significant. What's that Svar exactly? I'm not sure. But in order to be Meichel, that Torah, it has to be Kazayis left. But Mitzad the Isser, not like Durban, Nevada, the Isser, you weren't over until you eat every last drop. You said Shvur Shleich Lena, and there's less than Kazayas left. You weren't over, but the Gemara's Teretz is Svar in Hilchus Hatara, not in Hilchus of the Nether of the Isra, the Gather of this Achil of the Nether. So that's a very clear machlokes between the Ramban and Rimagash. And again, the Gerus of the Gemara that we have. It was Mash talking about didn't have that Girasa. The Girasa of the Gemara that we have is more like Rima Gash. The Gemara says, if you lie, if there's less than the Kazayas, like Choshev with Shule Alei. It's not Choshev, it's a Svar in Ataras Chacham. That if it's less than the Kazayas, because the Chacham can't deal with it. Now, let's look at Taisus. Taisus says, Taisus right in the beginning of Gemara and Rabbis Din, Mishnah Menu Kazayas, Nishal Alei, near the Chilai Shire, El Pach Megazayas, the Chayav Alei, Afgav the Hamash Leichlana, the Chimishtaber Al Kikar, Ain Daitosh Leishai Pach Megazayas, the Ainuch Adam Sheikh Kikashom Shleya Mat Brunim, the Nashi Menu, says Taisvis, the Svar, the guy never meant to answer, he never meant to say that he's only Iyer if he eats the whole thing, every last drop, every last crumb. Because haray, there's crumbs, you know, it's not shayach to eat it to get every last crumb. Elamai, you mean up to kazayus? The miftah atchiyach gamayis sepachas. The miftah atchiyach gamayis sepachas mekazayus. Am I karmer samach my chashal shulele? What's the svara that you can't be shayel? Ma'ish nemeshvua shlayach al kolshu. Dasam pshita shiachal lisha. He says. Basically, he seems to be attacking the Svara of the Rimagash. Now, you're telling me that the Svara in Sheila, they can't be Shoyal unless than a Kazayit, because it's not Choshev, Fratisis, I'll prove you wrong. Because the whole Nether was on a Kol Shu, so then he could be Shoyal. So you see, he could be Shoyal on a Kol Shu. Elamai. That's not the svar. The svar is because there's no iser. There's no iser left. Because you're ready chayiv, even if you didn't finish the whole thing. Now, sometimes it tastes a little funny. This mashah speaks out. The Mashal speaks out that even though Tari's Mashma, they're saying this right in the beginning of the Gemara, that if there's a little bit left, you're ready over in your Shavuah. But it really can't be, because the Gemara asks, Edom Ashleich Lana, my Erika Zayas, I feel called Shunami. So, according to, if right in the beginning of the Gemara, we knew this Yisoid, that the Shvua was only Chal, the Isser, you're ready over, even if you didn't finish it, as long as there's less than Kazayas, only less than Kazayas left, then what was Gemara's Kasha? I feel called Shunami. That's it, you're ready over on your Shvua. So, what was Gemara's Kasha? I feel called Shunami. Elamai, that's good for the Shaka B'Targa. Elamai is up to Marashah. Teresis means in the Maskana. Hainu l'shnui demastik, says Marashah. Yishaya k'zayas chosh l'shul ebay. Afi divin maksha, the gomer, my ear k'zayas v'kol shunami, ba'di da v'smil adein chai v'shaya v'pochzim k'zayas. But now you love a shvasa, it's shayach Shayla. So that's good for the Shaka B'Targa of the Gemara. But the Losh of Taisis is really not mashm like that. Because Taisis says, if what I'm saying is wrong, then am I con besamach l'chosh l'chulelei? Right? Kilo, he has a problem with the Gemara, but he's having that problem like now. Fidim Rasha, he's talking after that Gemara. He's standing after that Gemara. So he can't. It's not. Tyrus brings a riot from the Gemara later, right? I mean, it sounds like Tyrus is standing before the Gemara later. If Tyrus was asking from the Gemara, if Tyrus really is after the Gemara, then just the lashon of Tyrus of what do you do with the Gemara later is not so gushmak. So the lashon of Tyrus is not gushmak there. But then you really have Mashah's question. Then what was Gemara's kasha? I feel called Shunami. Yeah, if you're ready over on the Shvuah, then what's Gemara's Kasha? Truth of the matter is, I'm not so sure. See, when Taisa says that you're ready over, as long as you ate almost all of it, and there's less than Gazayas left over, you're ready over on your Shvuah, Taisa says, right? Does that mean in Taisvis that you're allowed to eat it? You're allowed to eat the rest now? Or do we say that no, even though you're ready over in your Shvuah, because your das was, like Taisvis says, you know, crumbs, you're not going to, there's no way you're going to eat the whole thing. So when you said you're not going to eat it, you mean I'm going to eat up to Kazayas, right? Alright, there'll be up to Kazayas left. So therefore you're ready over. You're ready over in your Shvuah. But it's Yitachin though, that Saif Kol Saif, it's us if you eat the rest. Because Saif Kol Saif, your Shvuah was not to eat it. So even though you're ready over, but could be there's still an Isser. It could be still an Isser Shvuah. I don't know, I was wondering about this. So man, if that's true, if we say there's still an Isser Shvuah, then maybe the Gemara in the Hav Mina held that's enough that Shaykh Shayla, and that Gemara answers that no, that since you're ready Iver, on the Shvuah, it's not Shaykh Shayla. Yes.
If Tais was saying that crumb or nothing, and let's say we were said Shmosha Aichalna, and you already ate more, then there's a little crumbs left. Tais seems to be saying
you already you'd be ready Mekayim Yishvua, correct?
But I mean the crumbs.
You don't have to eat the crumbs.
Therefore, the crumbs are nothing.
You don't have to eat it.
Right, you don't have to eat the crumbs. Even though if you see crumbs, it's just why not also the Shmosha Aichalna?
No, because again, you ready Mekayim Yishvua. Right, so you don't have to eat it. So you're also ready over in your Shvuah. Question is though, but Saif Kol Saif, you said Shvuah Shalachal, this is part of that bread. So maybe it's still an Isser. I don't know. Again, the pashkin. Boaz. The vada the pashkin says that you're allowed to eat it, and therefore, you know, it's not good. But I'm bothered. What Masha says in Taisus, he's going like Ramban. That's only in Gemara's Taisus. This is Chadish. I'm bothered by Lashon Taisus. I'm just suggesting this idea that maybe Taisus held, even though you already over, it could be still in this. Okay, that's a thought that I had. Now, it's fine. So that's as far as the Gemara's Taisus of Shua. Also, Taisus brings a raya from crumbs, right? So chayra, what's the Ramban gonna do? What's the Ramban gonna do? Well, what's the Rimagash gonna do with that raya? The Rimagash says that even Rimagash says that you're not over shvun to eat the whole thing, even the maskaras hagemara. So Gabi Taisus kasha of sheela. I guess that you see that he said it's not chashuv, so maybe it can't be shoyl. I don't know. I guess you have to if the whole shvu was a kol shu, so that gives the chashivas. If the whole shvu was a kol shu, then that gives the chashivas and maybe it's shayach to be shoyl even on a kol shu. But shenkein, if it's a kol shu of a kikur shalain, that's not chashuv and he can't be shoyl that. That's how you have to answer that kasha. This I didn't see in the shayin, but the answer to the kasha of crumbs that I did see in the Rajba, and the Rajba says that crumbs is batal. Crumbs is commanda lesa, right? Crumbs is batal mamela. Mamela, crumbs doesn't count. Mashen came, where it's a piece, it's not less than gazayas, it has some existence to it. So then, mamela over there, we say that's nichlon yeshvua. And you're not over until you eat that. Actually, some shtel suit to lagabe bayira. The Gemara says that prurin is, you know, prurin lagabe bayira. Prurin is bottle. Meaning it's bottle mela. Okay, where's the Raj? 1 second. Shema Shayer Dafka Kama Kalema Shil Lefana Mimenu Kol Shu Shay Shayachal Shayachal Lechal Kedarka and Vekikar Balma. There's a piece, you can eat it. It's a piece, it's there. Al Prurim Lech Hashivi Veloy Al Prurim Neskaven. Prurim is B'chal Nal Chasha. Okay.
What does he mean that Prurim Neskaven?
No. So he's saying he didn't have in mind that in order to be ivory, he has to eat the prune also.
So he had like all the like big pieces of bread. That's what
he meant. He meant that in order to be ivory, they have to eat the whole kikar, but only what's called what shayach b'samusik of eating b'chal. But if the prune is b'chal, not considered part of the kikar. You never mind. Now. Okay, so that's one nakuda over here in the sugya. Next nakuda is a kasha that the chayim will ask, and that is the Gemara says in the first ibayisaim mishlay aichal ibayisaim mishlay aichal milum de mahani lay sheila kazayis basra mahani sheila naime kazayis kama. So there the kasha was, he was ready over. So we say, fine, he was ready over, but since the shayla is on the whole shvut, so it knocks out the other kazayim as well that he was ready over. But here the chayim has a kasha. If you hold harei chotzi shir asim natayra, we pass Rabbi Yechanan, the chotzi shir is asim natayra. So im kain, and if you hold, obviously, that chotzi shir is asur by shvu as well. So imkain, haray, even if less than kazai is left over, shvu shle aichal kikazeh, yeah? He's chayav ish kazai. So even if less than kazai is left over, haray, chotzi shir asur matayr. So the shvu, there's still a shvu over here. So why can't he be shayol, even if it's less than the kazai? Why can't he be shayol, even if it's less than the kazai? This is a kasha, a very strong kasha, that the G'dayla Echrayinim grapple with. So, Da'adim Luim, in Simen Yedalid, he has two truths in this kasha. One teretz that he shares with Rabbi Kiveger in Shuvah's Kufnan Dalid. I assume it's brought down the Chalushim over there, though I didn't see it, I didn't look. But it's Shuvah's Kufnan Dalid that they want to say like this. Harei Ran told us that the tzad that is Chatzishir B'Shvua is why? Because Chazit Zerufei. Because Chazit Zerufei. Since the Gemara in Yehuma says that the Yisrael Yechon and Chatzir Yisrael Yechon and Chatzir Yisrael Yechon came by Shvuah, even though we only want an Asa Kazayas, but we say even less than Kazayas is Chatzir Yisrael Yechon. That's what the Ran said to explain the Rambam. That's what then the Ran said, he agrees to the Rambam. So Mela Zakim Kveger and Avon Nun, that over here, since there's only Chatzir Yisrael left, there's only Chatzis Ayis left. It's not Chatzis Terufei. So if guys are Shur Shalai Eichal, so even though Chatzis Yisrael is Tairo, but it's only because it's Roy to Mitztarif. But over here, it's not Roy to Mitztarif. But Mela, there's no Isser. Mela's not Shayach Sheila. This is what they want to say. But and Mela they say, Taka, we've discussed this a few times. What happens, Taka, if the guy is standing at the end of Yom Kippur, and he can't, there's not enough time to eat a kaseves, so then there's no problem, there's no chatzis ayis in atayr, there's no iser to eat less than a kaseves, because it's not chatzis terufei. The whole iser is chatzis terufei, mail over here, it's not chatzis terufei. Because it's not shark behavior, a full shear. The Alamun himself is a little bit shaky on this point. He's not willing, you know, he says according to his terrors that's what should happen, and he's like not happy with that. He's not happy with that. But Kveger says, yeah, stop it. This is where the, you know, that you say that the Chayin that we've discussed many times, that what happens if it's Endim Kippur, is it, that it's not Chaz Zerufei, the Maisa, that you say comes from our Sugya. It comes from this kasha of the G'dayla Achrayinim that Shvush Le'aychal, why can't you be Shayol of Firav unless in the Kazayas? There's a huge kasha of the Achrayinim. If you hold that by Shvua, there's even Chatzis Yisrael Aser, why can't you be Shayol even unless in the Kazayas? The Alamun himself suggests another Teretz. And he wants a Taina. So first of all, I mean, in his question, interesting enough, when he asked the question that Yisrael Mishael, their Chagav is Grashtik Mashma in Avim Luim, that he understands the problem that when you're ready over, when the Shavuot is finished, the problem is it's like the Gemara that Tzadi with Gemara says where the Shavuot wasn't Chal yet. Because Yishtel Tzut Haran. Interesting Ran. The Shavuot Haran, we'll see in the very important how to understand this Ran. The Shavuot Haran, the Siman and Aleph, that the Ran was done Gufa Gabinet Gemara on the Tzadi and the Darim that says you can't be shayl on a neder that wasn't chal yet. The question is, what happens if the neder is supposed to be chal on Shabbos, whatever, and then now the question is, can you be shayl ben hashmashes? So ben hashmashes, it's a suffik. Suffik reis l'chumra, so you now be over on the neder during ben hashmashes. Question is, does it help shayl? So says the Ran, the Mamash is a shtickle terror of the Ran, that it's taller than Machlaika's Rambam and the Rajba. We all know that the Machlaika's Rambam and the Rajba, whether a safek deraisa is lechumra or safek deraisa lekula. What do I mean? Everyone knows safek deraisa lechumra. But the machlekes is it lechumra min atayra, or is it only lechumra min rabbanan? She's a Rambam kidua that safek deraisa batsim is lekula min atayra, and it's only lechumra min rabbanan. The sheet of the Rajba in Kedushin, Ayin Gimel, I think it is, that he argues and he says that no, Safdaraisa is the Kula, so the Chumra Min HaTaira. It means the Raya, otherwise, why would you bring an Ashim Tali? Misafik, if Safdaraisa is the Kula, Akhmer Shali, Ram himself in Hilchas Sharav Satoma answers this that because over there it's Rambam doesn't say it by Safek Karis, Gufim calls it that. Hakma Vinish Vi, the Mechlekes Rambam and the Rajba, whether Safek Deraisa is the Kula min HaTaira or the Chumra. Says the Ran, if Safek Deraisa is the Chumra min HaTaira, so in Banish Mashis, it's as if the net was already Chal. It's as if the net was already Chal. Mamela, because you already can't, Midaraisa, you can't be over on the nether. Mamela, Chayak Shaila. Mashenkain. Oh, Mashenkain, Fi the Rambam, that only Midarabani can't eat in the house, Mamela, it's not Chayak Shaila. So Amnum says, just like over there, we see that the Maisa, you can't eat it. Therefore, that's enough to be considered Isa B'Shaila. So Mamela, here also, even with a little bit is left, it's Isa B'Shaila. Which time, that's what I'm saying, Derech Agav, I see from this Avim Luim, that he learns like that sad that the stipler wanted to say, but that nice, the stipler rejects it, but Avim Luim seems to embrace this, that there's the same reason why you can't, the nether, you know, B'Shaila the nether, just like before it's Chal, you can't, B'Shaila, also after it's already finished. Now, Emvedavim Lum, that he wants Taina, that the side of Chazas Shasim Natayra, of Chazas Tarufe, it's a new Isser. This is Shirah Betzim Achkir Nachrayim, when we say Chazas Shasim Natayra. Yeah, is it pshat that it has the shem of that iser? In other words, chotishah of chaylev is chaylev. Chotishah of each iser is that iser itself, or is it a general iser of chotishir of chotis tarufe? Is it a new iser, or it's just etzim the iser of that whatever that machal's surahs happens to be, whether it's chaylev, whether it's dam, whether it's nicer, whatever it is, chotishir of that iser is that iser. If you want, maybe it could be tired of the shaila in the chiyu we discussed, whether chotishir is awesome and tired, chotis terufa is a simon or a siba. If it's a simon, it's just a riot, a tire aser it, then l'chaira, then it's not a new iser. If it's a siba, that it's the reason, since it's royal at star, if that's why it's aser, then you could say maybe it's a new iser. There's a new iser, and a general iser called Tarakula, you can't eat chatz yashir because it's royal to mitzarif. Want to say gzeira? You can say gzeira. But if it's a siba, I mean, if it's a simon, it's just a raya that chaz dru is just a raya that it's aser, then l'chayra will be each iser would have its own iser of chatz yashir. B'kitzer is up to Avim Luim that the nafkamina is a gavi aras sugya. Because if you say that it's a new iser, mel is not shayach shayla. If you want to say that, even if you want to say the chatz yashir is also by shvua. But if you say kikah shvur shleich kikah zeh, so even though it's aser to eat that last piece, but it's a new iser. It's a new iser. Memela, It's not Shayach Sheila. It's not a Shvuah Dik Isser. It's just a Klolis Dik Isser called Harkula. But Mail, it's not Shayach. It's not Shayach Sheila on it. That's the Mahalach of the Avim Luim, because he doesn't like the other Tarets of the Rukveger because of the ramifications of that Teretz Le'inyin, the ramifications of that Teretz Le'inyin Yom Kippur. Now, it's interesting that Avim Luim based his question on the Ram. Now, I was looking at Rav Chanan over here in the Kovitz Shmuas. Rav Chanan in the Kovitz Shurim Chelik Beis. There's a chelik called Kovitz Shmuas, and there he has on Maseches Shvuas as well. Not much, a couple pages on Maseches Shvuas. So in Ois Tess, he discusses our Gemara. He discusses this question. And so he also discussed this idea that he discusses the shayla that in order there should be shayla, it has to be that it's the neder itself. And this is really going to be again in the Hemshech and the Gemara, that the question is, if you have a something which is a ramification of the nether, which is something which is caused by the nether, is a shayach she'ela on that. In other words, when the bats and the iser is gone, bats and the nether is gone, right? That's what Rava is saying over here. You can't be shayel if the nether is gone. Question is, if there's some residue, there's something which is still, which is comes from the nether, but it's not the nether itself, is a shayach she'ela. A very fundamental question in the sugya. And Pashto is that has to do with the whole Hemshech of the Gemara, Lugabe, by Nazir, the various truths in the Gemara, why is it that by Nazir it's still Shayach She'ela, even though the 30 days are over? And just even in the beginning, So again, there's the Gemara says, Gemara had a kasha from the case of Naziris. And the Gemara answers, we're the ones that say, like, keeper. And the Gemara says, Bishleg Gilech. I assume the Olam saw the Gemara? Huh? The Olam saw the Gemara by Nazir? I'm not getting any response. So the Gemara says, Bishleg Gilech. Reblaz vidama tiglachas ma'akva. Tiglachas ma'akva. So the case is, the nether is already over. The zir is already gone. So if you rob, how can you be shayel? So Gemara answers that it's talking about you didn't do giluach. And we're going mandama giluach is ma'akiv. So if you look at the Ritva, this is sort of Shimon in Maseches and the Darin, Simon Yuzayin, he makes a big point about this Ritva. If you look at the Ritva, the Ritva is bothered. Why is it Dafkal Manda Amar that Tiglach is Makav? Rabbi say, why are we going after Tiglach is Makav? Harel Kul Alma, you need Tiglachas. The Nazir must be Megaleach. Yeah? See? Who cares if it's ma'akiv? Either way, he has a mitzvah of giluach, right? It's not a question, he has a mitzvah of giluach. So why are we saying tiglach is ma'akiv? So the Ritva, Bavarns this question, and the Ritva says like this. See, the Ritva was bothered by by a question that in case of Rav, what's the whole problem? Hare, He didn't get Malchus yet, right? I'm talking about the Rava Nami, Daniel Keeper, the Mechus Kaparo. The guy was Ivor on the Shavuot, he still needs a Kapara. So the Migash also asked this question. What's the whole question? What's Gemara's whole problem later in the case of Nazir? And the Gemara answered over there, it was like Keeper. And the Gemara says, Vatanya Keeper, right? But, okay, it means if you like Keeper, yeah, then that's a good answer. Over here, it's also like Keeper. The Rimagash discusses that. Says the Rimagash, meaning the guy ate the kika, right? But he didn't get Malchus yet. He didn't bring a carbon. So it means it's like Keeper. But, and the Gemara says, like Keeper is a good Eitzah. Like Keeper, if it's like Keeper, you can still be Shoyl. So what's the Gemara's problem to begin with? Over here it's also like Keeper. What if Kamat the Galachas, we have like Keeper. Zokdir Magash, and the Ritva, Shnei Klum. Yeah? B'derava, Avde Lekule Yisura. V'ena Karben Bo L'chaper El Amash Kfar Avar. But there's a fundamental difference between the carbon of the Nazir and the carbon of the guy who's over on the Shavua. The carbon of the Shavua is just a kapar of what you're already over. But as far as the Nether is concerned, as far as the Shavua is concerned, the Shavua is all over. It's finished. Right? What's the whole issue? It's just, what about, you know, you start bringing a kapar. Mashenkin by Nazir, there, the kapar is part of the naziris. Calls much like keeper dying who is in the zirusai kedemekara. Calls man, you didn't bring the karbanis, you still have this in the zirus, right? How does the Rimgash say it? Official, neshuanami mechayev carbon. He said like dami, you lost some carbon. As he says it a little differently. He says a little differently. He says that, again, Ritva says, because you still have this in Aziris. Ritva says. Kozman, you didn't bring the Karbanis, you still have this in Aziris. I mean, this in Aziris is still here. The Rimagash says, no, the etzem bringing of the carbon is part of the Aziris. The etzem bringing of the carbon is part of the Aziris. But Mashenka Meshvua, the bringing of the part is not a kapara on the fact that you are from the Shvua. But the Shvua itself is finished. So the truth of the matter is, I'm just thinking now, looking at the way the Rimagash says it, we have to see how, what does Geluach have to do with it. I don't know how the Rimagash is going to do with Geluach. But upon him, it says the Ritva, that Mashenk and Geluach, even though it's a mitzvah, yeah, if it's not Ma'akev, if Geluach is not Ma'akev, then says the Ritva, it's like the carbon and the malchus for the Shavua. It's not mazayit the kazach. The geluach is a side thing, right? It's something that a nazir has to do, but it's not part of the naziris. It's something a nazir has to do, but it's not part of the naziris. Yeah. The hadarava ki geluach l'rabbananu lo ma'akev is a Shavua. So here by side. So we have a side over here from the Ritva. Again, the way the Rimagash said it is because that some carbon is part of the Naziris. Also, you could say the Geluach is also part of the Naziris. Okay, yeah, maybe at the Mechal, I'm going to have to think about that. There's something to think about for the Rimagash. But the Ritva tells us there's a fundamental difference between the carbon of the Naziris and the carbon of Shavua. And Rimagash also goes along those lines. Mamela, when it comes to the question of Chatzis Shir, that if you left over less than a Shir, is a Shayach Shasheela. So that's basically what Yehudah Amlum is saying, and Mechonin speaks it out even more clear. The Pshat is that even though there's an Isser of Chatzis Shir, but the Isser of Chatzis Shir is something that comes about because of your shvua, but it's not the shvua itself. Mameil, since it's not the shvua itself, it's not shayach hatara. But over here, that's basically the side of the Avim Mum. And I'm saying that, but this Pashtis, this is the Machlaikis Amarayim, right? Because later on the Gemara says, Kondra Vashi, but right now we're in Rava, but Kondra Vashi later we see, you don't need even the Malkus itself. You don't need the Shvu itself. According to him, you know, Zachar, it seems to be Machlaikis Amarayim over here. Do you need, in order to be matter the Shvuah, do you need that the Shvuah itself is alive? Or do we need, is it enough that something that comes because of the Shvuah, that's enough for us to be matter the Shvuah? A very basic fundamental machlokes over here. But it's interesting in Rav Chanan, when he handles that Ran that the moon brought down, he wants to say he has a bit of a problem with that Ran. Yeah, because the Ran says, because he wants to say that from the Ran is before, not like this whole Yisrael that we're saying. That's him. Because he has a kash like this. In Ben Hashmashis, yeah, it's awesome, Masafik, you're not allowed to be over on the nether. Why? Because maybe it's the next day. And the Rajba holds, this is the Raisa. But the Raisa, you have to be chayshu that maybe it's the next day, right? But he asks, what's from the Rando? Lagabe Hatara, but still, Sayyid Kosai, maybe it's the day before. How can you mat the nether? It's not for sure that the nether was chal. Yeah? It's not for sure the nether was chal. It's a suffix. Outside the Benishmashes is the day before, it means the nether wasn't chal yet. So even though Misafik, it's also for you to eat, even with the Raisa. But Saif Kol Saif, there's a suffix if the nether was chal. That doesn't make it the nether was chal. You hear by, hear my issue, hear the question. Rav Chanan asks, what's pshat in the Ran? When the Ran says, now feed the Rajah, but stuff the Rais is the Chumra, so male you can be shaling your nether even Ben Hashmashes. The question is, one second, it's still a suffix. It's a suffix, maybe it's the day before. So even though Misafik has to be choshed the next day, that's the Gabe, it's also for you to eat. But Gabe, whether you can be shaling your nether, Misafik you should say it's the day before, you shouldn't be able to be shaling your nether. So Zakir Mochanan, what?
Yeah,
Michelle
before.
No, that hello, Boaz. That was the whole anacha was that we, the Gemara in the Dharm of Sadi said before the nether is chal, you can't be shayil. That's the whole point. That was the whole point of the Ran. That's why Ran's toilet in the Rambam and the Rajah and the Rajah. If you're the Rambam, you can't even be shayil now because it's only Rabban they sauce for you to eat. So you can't be shayil. Zakir Mochanan fakir, that he wants to take from this Ran, not like the Yisrael that we're saying. Because he wants to say that this that we, you can't be, that since Saif Lo Saif, Midaraisa, it's also for you to eat based on your nether, even though it's not clear the nether is chal. It bats me the suffix if the nether was chal. There's Ben Hashmash, it was the day before the nether wasn't chal yet. Elamai, Balfi the Rajba though, it's also for you to eat, right? That means, so the Chesed B'chon, what does that mean? That means that my nether accomplished something. My nether is causing me not to eat. If my nether is causing me not to eat, that's enough that I could be shayil. So in other words, like we said, there's a fundamental question over here, which might be Machlokes Rav and Rav Ashi, and with Admum, Machlokes between Chatzishir and the Ran, Rabbi Chanan says that the case of the Ran, Batsim, the case of the Ran is a stira to Chatzi Shir. Because in the Ran we see that even though the Shvuah wasn't Chal, you hear Rabbi say, it's unbelievable, Rabbi Chanan. Even Al Atzad, the Shvuah wasn't Chal, but still, since the Shvuah is being gairg me not to eat, the nether, the Shvuah is being gairg me not to eat, that's enough that I can be shayil. That means, and the other example of that would be the sugis later, that even an Einish, if I'm getting an Einish, the fear of Ashi, the Gemara says later, if I'm getting an Einish because of the Shvuah, that means that there's a residue of the Shvuah still here. If there's a residue of the Shvuah still here, I can be shayil on it. And males up there on, who are then, before the Shvuah is Chal. Before the Shvuah is Chal. In other words, not there's a residue of the Shvuah left, but the Shvuah, even though the Shvuah itself is not here, but the Shvuah is being gairim something, that means that's considered like the Shvuah is here. Because the effect of the Shvuah is here. And Mamela, that's the Chiddush of the Ran. That even though the Shvuah is not here, but if the effect of the Shvuah is here, I can be Shayil. And I'm adding that's really, Ruchar doesn't go through, doesn't, not Tayil in our Sukkot. Ruchar, that should be Taloi in Rava and Ravashi in the Sukkot later. Lagabe, what we saw in the Ridva, that if Rava, it has to be in the Ridva and the Rimgash, each in his own way, but it has to be the Shvuah itself in order to be Shayil. That's the Rava. But if Ravashi, Kubetz Gufer Machlaikis. Mamela, Fizel, come out, the Ran can only be saying his din, Lefir Bashi, not Lefir Rava.